opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
All right, here we go. This is the day the Lord has made. I am rejoicing and I'm glad in it. We give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Awesome to my brother, my engineer friend. God bless you, brother, Robbie. And you can text me on this number if I'm not coming clear or not. Okay, this is my texting. All right, Robbie, I'm on this number here. All right, look on your phone, make sure you got it. Okay, just let the number come in nice and clear. You can always text me here. I'm on a different phone. Okay, I'm on the 460-6120 phone. Okay, just let me know. I'm gonna send you a text, Rob, this one, so you know I'm on this phone, so you can always encourage me. And we take our first break at 2:30. We welcome you to www.mikebroadcast.com. This is the day the Lord has made. I am rejoicing and I'm glad in it. We also welcome you to Mike Live. We see Mike Live and also here on www.mikebroadcast.com. Now, I've been speaking and teaching all morning. I did Mike 4100. I did something on the Heroes of God. I just finished doing an hour on AI 237, Advancing Intelligently. And, of course, the problem with the book of Judges. What I want to do today, I want to kind of tie both of those words in for these next few minutes. I want you to get your Bibles and go to the book of Judges. Get your Bibles and go to the book of Judges. And what I want to continue to show you here on Mike Live is in the midst of a presidential election, controversial at its best, we do congratulate President-elect. Everything stands firm and there's no cheating and there's no unrighteousness. And by January, he'll be sworn as next president of the United States. But I still believe we're going to head to court. There'll be some things going back and forth. So if the cheater proclaims the righteousness of God to be exposed in every which way, which is not my job to do, to judge it. My job is to pray it, believe it, and watch God do the work. But what I do want to do is focus on what my job is as a trainer and equipper and continue to train and equip the saints to go with me in the year of 2021. And let's get back to training and equipping up-and-coming leaders, training and equipping up-and-coming leaders. And one of the things I said in my last broadcast is that due to the church not raising up leaders, we have to choose from these two present leaders. Sometimes the body of Christ is her own worst enemy because Vincent Tia, we don't have anybody in a horse stall ready to run the race. We have a bad selection of leaders because we're not training and equipping the saints. We're training and equipping the saints. There is no rally today, okay? There's supposed to be a prayer rally at 1 o'clock. Not going to have it because there have been cases of COVID virus been on the rise in Patterson and in New Jersey. So they're trying to avoid any corporate gathering. God bless you, Jenny Davis. God bless you, man. And God, I love how you stand on your principles, man. I love you, man. I love your mom, too. So I want to kind of train and equip people how to get your team ready. And I want to tell you to have some type of vision and plan regardless of what switches and changes up top. And I want to kind of teach and preach this to the people of God. Now, when I teach and preach to the people of God, I might sound offensive to sinners or those who are non-Christians. But contrary to popular opinion, our job really is to win souls for Christ, train up disciples, you know, so we can come into the fullness of the faith, Sister Leslie, and then take this kingdom gospel and implement it and infiltrate it into the world. And because I don't think we have a good training model, we settle for just church. And anytime you settle for just church, this is the type of election that's going to go on. This is an indictment against the body of Christ, because let me teach you something, and I'm just talking about in general, please listen with the ears of faith and not with your team or your group or your squad. Whenever you're supposed to have the United States of America, which is the divided states of America, is my red versus blue, my conservative versus your liberal, my team versus your team. Whenever you see the offspring of that fruit, the question is, where's the original seed at? The original seed, Jimmy Davis, is the body of Christ. Don't have her act together. We're saved, love the Lord. When you start asking the body of Christ certain questions on morals and values and what they believe, you'll be shocked what people believe in the body of Christ. Sometimes I'm mouth wide open when I speak to corporate groups of people, and I'm trying to figure out, what Bible are you studying? I come to find out my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So what I want to do on this broadcast today, and let me just change the name a little bit. You know, I got different names for different subject matters. And, of course, we're on www.mikebroadcastdvd.com on TuneIn Radio. And I'm also here on Mike Live. I want to try to take this to 250 on www.mybroadcast.com, but I want to take it a little bit longer. God bless you, Beverly. I want to take it a little bit past 3 o'clock for Mike Live. And what I realized is that the body of Christ needs a training course on ethics, a training course on kingdom advancement, and a training course so that we understand what our mission is for the body of Christ. And I think Vincent Tia said it best. Yes, it's warfare against the church and ridicule on the church. This is what we prayed last night. You're going to have to understand what the purpose of the church is, what is the purpose of ecclesia, and what our focus should be. Our focus is not name-calling. Our focus is not go tit for tat and tat for tit. Our focus of the body of Christ is to preach Christ. It is to advance the kingdom and raise up leaders that can carry out the kingdom mandate, and that is to get the kingdom of God moving and attack on God's remnant. I hear you. So, and I'm talking about such a great division in the body of Christ, because there's a great division in America, because there's a great division in the body of Christ, because we in the body of Christ don't have our act together. You know, here we are fighting over two men. I'm trying to figure out, these were the best two choices? Because the local church doesn't raise up better choices. This is an indictment against the church about who are your judges, who are your remnant leaders you're raising up in your household. Hello, Miss Younger. Who are you raising up in your circle? Who are you raising up in your team or your business? Who's going to take your place? I said this in my last broadcast. Any true parent, and I said true parent, want their children to outdo them, outlive them. You want your kids to have so much more than what you had. Love always wants to give and do better. When you want to try to keep someone down because you're trying to maintain or retain power, that's a sign of immaturity. And our whole government system is based on, let me kill you before you kill me. We wonder why there's so many killings in the world, what's going on, because we demonstrate that with our mouths and our attitudes. My job as an apostle and a prophet, Beverly Bates and Alicia Patterson, is to train and equip saints. Once we get away from training and equipping saints for the ministry of Christ Jesus, we're already divided. We're already divided. I want to show you some things in the book of Judges that I believe we can learn from as a body of Christ as we come into the end of 2020, which has been a vicious year to some of us, depends how you look at it, and the beginning of 2021, and a very contentious election. If you didn't know it or not, he was crowned president-elect today. That's Biden and Kamala Harris. God bless them. And I'm also praying that whatever needs to be done will be done fairly and justly and righteously as things continue to unfold. But my vision right now is to train and equip the saints for both sides. Whether you're conservative, whether you're liberal, whether you're red, whether you're blue, when you get on my page, my job is to train and equip saints. And I do not push partisan politics. I do not push candidates. But I do push people that I get to know. Not by what you say, but as I see it on my own, as I sit with people. And I met some tremendous leaders in the body of Christ who may not be a part of my team, Gary, or part of my squad. You know, I would hate to hear a rumor about Gary Dennis. And if someone tried to tell me something bad about him, and I'll shut him down in the middle and say, I know Gary Dennis. That's not the truth. I know his heart. I know his spirit. So he can't pour poison on me. Don't tell me that or I'll punch you in the face. See, that's how I'm talking to people this season. Because people have a tendency to talk about people they never met, never sat down with, never talked to. It's all based on news reports, television, based on what folks say, which you've never had a conversation with people. And I've seen people do that to me, too. I like to meet people and talk to people. One of the things I want to give the body of Christ wisdom on is get to know people. Get to know people for yourself. Pray and ask God to give you eyes and ears or a heart to feel and know people, and don't take the assumptions of others. And some of us have to repent today because we're quite nasty with our tongue and nasty with our attitude because we assume things that we haven't have the full knowledge of and full awareness. You know, there are times folks will bring things to me, and I would say this, I don't know about their situation. I hear your part, but I haven't heard her part. Let me tell you, I've been doing marriage counseling for over 30 years, and whoever tells you their story first always seems right until you hear the other side. Oh, my, one thing I learned in counseling as a pastor, stop jumping to conclusions and assumptions. Let a matter play all the way out before you start saying stuff and start posting stuff. That's one thing I learned about people, man. They have you thinking their mother is the worst person in the world until you bump into their mother at the store and their mommy will say things. Oh, she didn't tell me all that. She didn't tell me all that. Oh, I didn't know that. Because she only told me the part that they wanted me to hear. This is the mentality of some people. If you're a good counselor, you always hear the whole story, both sides, and all you want is the truth and nothing but the truth. So help you God. That's right. We forget that God loves all people, no matter who they are. That's good, Gary. So my job today for a few minutes, I'm here on www.mybroadcastdv.com, and I'm also on my live. Now, my live will go a little bit longer than the broadcast because I'm on two different vehicles. I'm phone. And also my life. And I'm showing you, biblically speaking, Brother Jimmy, the book of Judges. No one tells you the whole truth. It's good to you. That's my sister. I love my sister. Judges. You back up. You got Joshua. Before Joshua, you have Deuteronomy. And before Deuteronomy, I believe you have the book of Numbers. Am I correct? And before Numbers, And before Numbers, you have the book of Leviticus. So the book of Deuteronomy through Joshua, you got Deuteronomy, Joshua. No, wait a minute. Numbers. Deuteronomy, Joshua, and then you get to Judges. Now, if you didn't watch my last broadcast, I told you that the term Judges actually represents heroes or herons. I want to read this to you, and it comes out, and I give credit to his credit due, it comes out the ESV. The ESV Study Bible, and it's real deep because, and I want to show you what this actually stands for. I'm going to take a break for 5 minutes, for www.mybroadcastdv.com, but it's scripture really says it like this, is that the name of the book of Judges comes from the title given to 12 leaders, judges, whose temporary leadership was both civil and military of Israel during the period between Joshua and Samuel. The book is anonymous. Nowhere in scripture is any author indicated. The book consists of various blocks of material about different judges, which conceivably could have been written by multiple authors over a period of time. Late Jewish tradition ascribes authorship to Samuel, which is certainly possible. However, in the end, the book's author is not known. Okay? Here's the theme of the book of Judges. The theme of Judges is the downward spiral of Israel's national and spiritual life in the chaos and apostasy, showing the need for a godly king to lead them. The book of Judges, and I got to get this out, but I can't teach unless you get this, Constance. The book of Judges was written to show the consequences of religious apostasy and to point the way to a king who, if righteous, would lead the people of God. In contrast to the serene way in which the book of Joshua ends, with all Israel obeying God's command for the most part, the book of Judges shows us, in fact, Israel began to disobey God even during the time of Joshua. This disobedience continued and grew more serious and more debased throughout the period of the Judges. Time and again, Israel turned its back on God and embraced the gods and the ways of the Canaanites, as the introductory summary in chapter 2, verses 16 through 23 indicates. Israel's history unfolding in this period in a cynical or repetitive way. Each cycle took Israel further downward in debasement and apostasy. By the end of the book, Israel had violated its covenant with God in almost every imaginative way. The book of Judges arose out of the apostate conditions of the time. It was written as a justification for monarchy, since the final verdict of the book in those days was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in their own eyes. And eyes, that's 21 verse 25, Judges, implied that things would have been different had there been a godly king leading the nation. They would have done right in God's eyes. Now, I want to read you that because, and listen, those watching, the term judges means heroes, which means really rare leadership that God has to raise up because of the pressure that Israelites found themselves in, because they committed adultery for other gods, committed apostasy and chasing after demons and devils. And due to us, the body of Christ, the church, Israel, want these other gods, God will step back, lift his protective hand, and the enemy will come in and put them in bondage. Then when Israel will cry out in prayer, God will find a specific leader, which is called a judge or a hero, and raise them up. Now, I'm telling you, in the midst of a contentious election, which is going to end up in some courts, watch what I tell you, whoever is sworn in January, we still face the spirit of the undivided states called the undivided states of America, not United States, divided states of America. And this is an opportunity for the body of Christ to focus on her training and her development of leaders, political leaders, leaders who are teachers, business leaders. You have to focus on training and equipping your children, and you have to really get into training and equipping those around you for how the kingdom operates. Now, we're going to take a break on www.mikebronte.com, and we'll come back and share with you more, of course, here on www.mikebronte.com. Take it away, Robbie.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line-of-duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com. And now back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right. We're back to www.mikebroadcastdv.com. We're also watching Mike Live. I've been showing you some principles from the book of Judges about some keys about leadership. Hello, Brother Anthony Davis, one of the greatest leaders in the world. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I hear you, Brother Gary. So when you study the book of Judges, and I just showed you that they were supposed to do something when they come into the land. They were supposed to drive out. God bless you all, thank you, Scott. Thank you for your support. These M's for you. Thank you for your continual support. When I give you an M, that means you're sowing to my ministry. And I give you an M, that means you're supporting me. And I always lift you up in prayer constantly, first of all. They were supposed to come into the land of Canaan. And their leadership, God bless you, Constance, and their leadership and the male leadership and the family leadership as a family was supposed to go back to their land and drive the ites out. And it wasn't supposed to turn them into slaves. They were supposed to destroy them and totally demolish them. But they do like many of us. We'll see the word of God, and we'll just say, we don't care what God's word say. We're going to do what we want to do. We're going to compromise the word. That's what they did. This all represents compromise. Because it's amazing to me when you start at verse 27 of Judges 2, and you read all the way down to verse 36, it is a whole paragraph, Constance and Arbenia, of church leadership who's supposed to be the judges and the heroes who do not drive out the devils. They don't drive them out and let them sit there. They let them park there. They let them stay there. You have to drive them out. You have to cast them out. Now, driving them out is another term for casting them out. So if you don't drive them out, they park and they stay there. Now, speaking in terms of spiritual warfare, I'm speaking in terms of things that God told us to do, and we don't drive it out. We make friends with it. And dudes with not driving out stuff, that stuff ricochets back to us. And about time, you get to Judges chapter 2. The angel shows up and say, why do you make friends with the altars of evil? You're supposed to break down the altars and drive them out. Now, before we turn this into a political battle and my team versus your team and my God versus your God, I'm on a whole nother level stepping up. I'm talking about the body of Christ where God told you to drive out stuff and we made friends with it. We made friends with laws and procedures that are contrary to biblical standards. We made friends with it, Ricky. We made friends with hatred and bigotry. We made friends with it. We made friends. And these were supposed to be the altars that we supposed to break and drive out. But according to verse 27, all the way down to verse 36, the tribes of Israel do not drive out the inhabitants. But then, you know, they turn them into slaves. Made friends with them, but that wasn't the order of the day. The order was cast them out and drive them out. So my question, the church of the day, she suffers because God told her to drive out spirits and certain spirits and methodologies and systems that are demonic. And some of us have made friends with it and settled down and say, that's okay. That's the way they are. No, no, it's not okay. No, it's not. And I'm going to help you with this word called love. And I want y'all to hear me. And please hear me closely. I'm teaching and training saints. I'm not pushing partisan politics. Love does not mean I approve of everything you do. Please write that down. Love does not mean I accept your behavior. Love does not mean you can remain the same. All those three things are a type of love that America comes up with, and that is not love. Because love would turn over tables in the temple. Love will have someone call you fool. Love will say, this guy has more faith in him than all of y'all. So love might be kind, but it's not always nice. So when someone comes to you and tear their lifestyle, you're afraid to correct them because you're afraid of being accused of being a judge. Sister Bubba, you are a judge. That's a problem. And you're supposed to judge, and you're supposed to judge lovingly. What does that mean, Reverend McDuffie? That means I accept you for who you are, but I'm not going to allow you to remain there. I see the wrong that you're doing, but we're going to pray and get you through. I'm going to encourage you while you're going through a tough time, but we're not justifying your actions. See, that kind of love is not taught in American love. In American love, oh, that's just the way they are, Pastor. My God, these kids are, you know, I let my kids sleep over, you know, they sleep with their girlfriends in their room. You know, I'd rather have them have sex in my house than outside the house. See, that's an American type of gospel that's perverted and twisted. Well, you know, we was going to, we spend two pastors. I let my kids, no. That's that same type of worshiping at the satanic. Real brings correction. I had the best parents in the world, and they loved my behind. And I ain't going to tell you what I mean by that, but y'all know what I mean. They loved my behind. And my brothers and I didn't talk back. We didn't raise our voice up against Isaac and Ruby. And my parents did not play. They gave me real love, which was corrective behavior. Where do we get off letting folks do what they want to do and don't bring correction? That's not love. The problem with the book of Judges is that God told the leaders exactly what to do, and the leaders say, we're not doing it. We're going to do what we want to do. And what ends up happening is, since you didn't drive the devils out and be friend with the devils, now the devils become a thorn in your side and a pain in your neck. Because God already knew if you don't cast it out, if you don't drive it out, they're going to lodge in and live amongst you. Now, I'm taking this to a whole spiritual level about the body of Christ. She got to get her act together. She's going to have to unite with some other brothers and sisters, get a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, or some healthy drink, and sit down and walk through some of our morals and our values and what we stand on. I am really amazed by the body of Christ, so excited, but yet don't even understand the Bible, does not understand ethics and understand more moral laws. When I could put a Bible in front of you and say, what does the Bible say about this issue? And the body of Christ can't even answer the question. He can't even answer it. He can't. I'm talking about even preachers. There's, oh, I don't believe the Bible. The Bible does not work today. The Bible's played out. Oh, the Bible's old. I said, okay, so you all are crazy left field. The problem with the book of Judges is that God told them to be the leaders to take over the state of Israel, which is the state of Canaan. And although there are ites sitting on your property, drive them out, demolish them totally, destroy them, which represents demons and devil, cast them out. They came in and made friends with them. And some of them turned them into slaves. But the problem was, that wasn't what God said. That's why when good is not right, it becomes evil. God bless you, Montez. If good is not right, that good becomes evil. Keep in mind the tree that Adam and ate from was the tree of the knowledge of and evil. So there's a good that is, just because something is good, it might not be right for the kingdom. Just because it's good for your flesh doesn't mean God is. That right there. God wants is accuracy. It matters more this season, Gary and Constance and Medalia, because I say your name. I'm more or less convinced. I want to know, who is your pastor? Who is your leader? Who are you submitted to spiritually? Who's training you? And who's equipping you? God bless my cousin, Dr. Carl John, my best friend cousin Watson. Who is training you? Who is equipping you? I want to know who got a hold of your ears and your eyes and your heart. What's being dropped in your spirit? And know what I realized, Sister Sheila, as I studied the Word of God, God is not the problem, neither is the devil. The problem is, who is Jimmy Sparks' father? Pastor, what are you talking about? Gigantor, Carl Johnson, my cousin, grew up watching these cartoons. Gigantor was a robot that was created by Jimmy Sparks' father. Jimmy Sparks was a little kid that controlled the box in his hand. But no one gives honor where honor is due. The father and the creator of the robot, Gigantor, was his dad. And the dad, which represents the judge, trains the son how to operate the system. Now, after learning how to operate the system, and you take the kingdom system instead of the side and do what you want to do, you are in trouble, because Gigantor is connected to the system. The Lord Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God is connected to the biblical system. And if you operate this system, Gigantor, God, comes out and fights for you. Once you take this system and put it away and do what you want to do, then evil comes in and saps out all the good. So the problem is not good and evil. The problem is, who knows how the system works biblically and spiritually. See, the church as a corporate body doesn't even know its own strength. Because if the church really knew its strength, she would raise up her own candidates. She would raise up her own leaders. She will build her own communities. Segregation isn't as bad as it sounds. And I know you're going to get mad at me when I say this. Because when you're segregating based on water fountains and stuff, it's all right, that's wrong. But there's a certain segregation where we as a people got to get our behinds together as a people and come up with our own leaders, our own judges, our own products, and share those dollars amongst ourselves and empower our community. So we come to sit at the table with other communities, our voice is forced to be heard. Stay with me, because I have to let this go on www.mybroadcast.com at 250. Hello, Pastor Susie King. Now, let me warn some of you. And I know it's going to go on court cases. We'll go back and forth until December. I'm waiting for the swearing in and the installation of who the man going to be sworn into the office. I'm already getting all these inboxes and stuff. But let me tell you something. I refuse to step into the arm of the flesh for these next 60 days. I'm going to stand right in the kingdom of God and proclaim kingdom all the way. Whoever gets this seat, I'm going to pray for them like I pray for every single president, every single governor, since I understand the power of praying for those in authority. I'm not getting any debates on my page. Don't even pull me into it. And I know the kingdom of Christ Jesus rules and it reigns. But here's my point I'm making to the body of Christ. Who are you training, Claudia, Pastor Susan King? Who are you training to take your place? Who are your future judges? Now, I got to go. Thank you for listening to www.mybroadcast.com. Please tune in Sunday at 7:47 for the Mighty Sons of God Church. Thank you, Robbie. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Catch you next Saturday.
you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com.